Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Senate advances firearm rights and concealed carry bills. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Questions about firearm rights restoration and concealed carry age requirements move forward this week in the Wyoming Senate. According to County 17, House Bill 39 would clarify that Wyoming recognizes firearm rights restored in other states. Gillette Senator Eric Barlow said the bill fixes an unintended issue that for several months prevented Wyoming from honoring out-of-state restorations for people convicted of one-time nonviolent felonies who have completed their sentences. Barlow noted that more than 14,000 Wyoming residents have had rights restored under reforms passed in recent years. Violent crimes such as murder and kidnapping remained excluded. Lawmakers also advanced House Bill 96, which lowers the minimum age for concealed carry permit from 21 to 18. Supporters, including Brian Boner, argued 18-year-olds can vote and serve in the military and should be treated the same under firearm laws. Opponents, including Chris Rothfuss, raised concerns about maturity and judgment. A third measure, House Bill 98, adds criminal penalties to Wyoming's ban on red flag gun seizure orders, making violations punishable by up to a year in jail and a $2,000 fine. All three bills now move to the next stage of Senate consideration. Housing debate ends with no action as lawmakers split over property rights and capitalism. Wyoming lawmakers are wrapping up the 2026 session without passing a single housing bill, despite repeated warnings that the state needs billions in new development. According to Cowboy State Daily, speaking Saturday at the Wyoming Republican Party Central Committee meeting in Cheyenne, Kurt Meyer told party members the state will need roughly $6 billion in housing over the next 15 years. Meyer argued affordable and workforce housing go hand in arm with capitalism and promoted the use of federal opportunity zones to attract private investment. But at the Capitol, efforts stalled. Senate File 64, a bipartisan proposal sponsored by Evie Brennan and Mike Garrett, would have created a $30 million revolving loan fund for housing projects. It failed on a 15-15 vote. Meanwhile, House Bill 141, which would have banned housing mitigation fees in places like Teton County, passed the House but died in the Senate under what Tara Nethercott called a dark cloud following the Checkgate controversy. Locally, Gillette Senator Troy McEwen has consistently emphasized private property protections this session, aligning with Republicans who argue housing markets should correct themselves without new state programs. For now, the debate over whether housing is a tool of capitalism or government overreach remains unresolved, and the budget includes no new funding to address the issue. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.